All about politics now and a potential divide facing Democrats. Maggie Heyman joins us live. She's a senior political reporter for Politico. Maggie, President Obama about to be sworn in for his second term. Democrats still control the Senate. What kind of divide are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about the direction of the party on specific flashpoint fights. I mean, one of which we've seen already, discussed at length, not just in the Senate in terms of red state Democrats, but in the House. There is a divide about how to approach the gun control issue. More immediately, I think you're also going to see a fight over entitlement reform and the spending cuts. I think that is going to be, a potential exposure point in terms of whether Democrats, think that there should be very deep cuts or what kind of reforms they want. Democrats are not in agreement about how the president ought to pursue this, and certainly in terms of entitlement cuts, this is an issue that labor unions take very seriously, do not want to see deep cuts, and they correctly consider themselves fairly responsible for helping reelect the president. So these are the areas where you're going to start to see some tension.
So what marks one side versus the other when it comes to the Democrats on Capitol Hill?
Well, you have Democrats in the House who, the parties have become increasingly sort of calcified in their seats through redistricting. There are no real sort of swing districts anymore, right? I mean, especially on the Republican side, you have very few Democrats in traditionally red seats. You have a few more Republicans in some Democratic districts. But basically what you've got is you've got no real reason for people to compromise based on their reelection hopes. In the Senate, and you certainly saw this with the mini fiscal cliff deal, you had some red state senators or some swing state senators decide to vote against this deal. Not many, but some Democrats couldn't back it. That is where the divide is going to be. It is going to be in electoral areas where it is going to be tough for people to win again if they have to defend something that is seen as ideologically to the left.
How are the divisions among the Democrats different than those among the Republicans?
Well, they're not. They're just sort of less pronounced. I mean, if you remember 2 years ago, Democrats had a rather fractious fight over health care. With Republicans, it is different in the sense that it is more pronounced. The center in the party, as Mandy Grunwald said to my colleague Jonathan Martin and me the other day, has shifted, right? So, I mean, essentially, you have seen the Republican Party and its base, with the Tea Party activists and so forth, tack much harder to the right. The center has moved a fair amount. The divisions are not quite as open. You will hear less because you have a president who's a Democrat. And so with the party in power, there's going to be sort of less, I think, fighting against him. He emerges, on the one hand, yes, he's a lame duck, but on the other hand, he emerges with a fair amount of power after his electoral landslide. But it has been less of a focus, the fight on the left that's coming and that has existed, than the fight we saw on the right, because Republicans have been so divided for so much of the last year and a half and had such a bad November.
In our final 30 seconds here, Maggie, a huge issue here in the D.C. area, federal workers and state workers. Do these divides impact, you talked about how it might impact this fiscal debate, but do these divides impact things that these federal workers need to worry about when it comes to either keeping their jobs or keeping their pensions and so forth?
Well, sure. I mean, to the extent that this involves spending cuts in terms of federal workers, that is going to be a big factor. And pension reform less so pension, that's been a bit different. This is more about Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. That's where you're going to see more of a fight. But it is an issue that government workers are very concerned about.
All right. Thank you. Maggie Haberman, senior political reporter for Politico.